Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome back to Edgecast Mini, and I'm glad you're listening in today. I want to take you to John chapter 6. We're going to be looking at the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, and I think probably most of us that are listening in today have heard of this incredible miracle that Jesus did maybe many, many times. And you may have even read it in your Bible so many times, and yet sometimes the things we're most familiar with, we often kind of overlook. And it can become so ordinary. And so I want to take us back to this and think about this incredible thing Jesus did. You know, you as we read the story, we show up on the scene and Jesus' disciples are looking for food to feed this in just massive crowd. 5,000 men, most people believe, if you include women or children, probably about 10,000 people. And Andrew presents this young boy to Jesus and says, look, he's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And this is what the boy's offering. And even though what the little boy offered was so insignificant compared to the crowd of 10,000 people, the amazing thing is that that little offering was the tool that Jesus used to perform one of the biggest miracles that he ever did. And that young boy had an element of faith in his heart, even though it might have been small, to believe that what he had could be significant in the hands of Jesus. Now, if you and I are there, I mean, we may have really hesitated to offer our lunch for the crowd or our lunch to Jesus, you know, seeing the massive amount of people and how small the lunch looks. But that boy's simple faith satisfied the need of so many people. That simple act of offering everything that he had made him part of a massive miracle that Jesus wanted to do. And, you know, in every one of our lives, God's given us different gifts and talents and abilities, and he's put them within us. He's put them inside of our lives. And maybe you could be like Andrew today. He gave Jesus the young boy's offering, and he said, look, but what good is this with such a huge crowd? And maybe when you look at your own life and what you have or who you are, you might think, what difference does it make, you know, in this generation? What difference does it make, you know, just the little things that I'm doing? But I want to remind you today that we serve a God of multiplication, and we serve a God of miracles. And because of this, you know, we need to be willing to give him what we have. Because when you give God what you have, that's when he can multiply it. That's when he can use it. He can't use it if you keep it inside. He can't use it if you hold it to yourself. But if you'd be willing to invest something of your life into the lives of others, God can multiply it and do something miraculous. You may not think much about saying a simple encouraging word to someone. You might not think a lot about just listening to someone's problems, and yet all those little things that you do, you're sowing into someone's life and saying, God, this is what I have. Would you use it? And so as you go about this day, I just want to encourage you, you know, that in whatever you're doing, you just offer what you have back to God and say, even on those little things, God, would you use this? Would you multiply me in my generation? Maybe just a simple encouragement to someone, maybe a prayer for someone, maybe listening to what someone's need is in their life, or sharing with them the gospel. Whatever it is, as you offer it to God, would you believe that God's big enough to multiply you in your generation?